huge news, years in the making, my brand new book that my publishers refuse to publish, Money Matrix. Beat the money system and build generational wealth. Understand the three main ways that the banks productize you and make money from you. You'll be able to turn that system against itself, build generational wealth and multiple streams of recurring income. It's all at moneymatrix.cash. And if you're quick, the first few hundred registrants and buyers will receive many special bonuses from me. The brand new Moneymaker Summit 3-day special event. Meet me at a champagne reception. Meet me at a multi-millionaire networking dinner. Go now, moneymatrix.cash. This is huge.
Oh, it's not about how big it is, it's what you do with it.
Yeah, but it needs to be of a certain size to fulfill its potential.
We're right now in the age of decentralization in social media. What does that mean? What it means is 5-7 years ago, there was YouTube, Facebook, you know, there were three, or there was LinkedIn, but that was kind of dying, wasn't it? You know, Instagram was obviously bought by Facebook, but pre-Instagram, which is really now Facebook, WhatsApp is now owned by Facebook. So there was only a few social channels for quite a long time. And there's some big dominant ones. Now there's a lot of challenger social media channels, and there's social media channels that they have their own channels within them. So let me just say what they are again. So Clubhouse is a challenger social media channel. TikTok is a challenger social media channel. Green Room is a challenger social media channel. But then you've got Facebook, who are doing, there's Facebook Lives and Facebook Pages and Facebook Groups and Facebook Stories. Facebook is setting up a new audio-based platform. I'll talk about that in the audio influencer section. Instagram went IGTV. Reels to directly compete with TikTok. Instagram have got Stories as well. So you've got the challenger channels, and then you've got the channels within the channels. So actually, Instagram and Facebook are about 12 channels. And that can be really overwhelming, but it can mean that you have way more virality. Okay, so this is what's going on right now. It's just the reality. I haven't made this up. I'm not telling you how I want it to be. I'm telling you how it is. And so what I want to help you do is leverage this. So when I was starting on social media, I built up about 150,000 followers on Facebook, and I'm mostly dedicated my time to Facebook. I built up a similar number, maybe a bit less, on LinkedIn. So I'm at sort of the mid level. I'm not at the 10 million, but I'm not at the 10,000. I'm sort of at the mid to higher level. And I never really had virality. I had consistency and community. I built three Facebook groups, which have about 100,000 followers in. And one of them was the most engaged in the entire country in its niche of property investment. So I created a few core channels rather than, well, I would like millions of followers. You know when people say it's not about how many followers you got? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Oh, it's not about how big it is. It's what you do with it. Yeah, but it needs to be of a certain size to fulfill its potential. So actually, there's nothing wrong with getting a decent size following. And don't ever let anyone tell you that. And would I take 10 million followers? Yeah. But I wouldn't have 10 million followers for the sake of having just 1,000 engaged. Now, the world has changed because, one, there are so many more social media channels now. Now, the downside is overwhelm, but here's the upside. You can go viral way quicker than old Rob. Like, I've been on social media 7 or 8 years. I've been, you know, putting in the hours, getting the gray bits in my beard. And you can come along with not as much experience as me and go viral in a year or two. But now how my strategy around social media has changed is I am using all the channels, and there's this perception that I'm doing 58 pieces of content a day and 48 hours of content in a day, when in reality, take out the amount of time I'm on Clubhouse, because that's a different play for me. But that aside, I'm only doing 45 minutes, maybe an hour max of content a day. Yeah, I'm getting 238 pieces a week. First thing I want you to do then, because you're going to stay here, I want you to go to my TikTok, because you're probably going to be surprised about this. So my TikTok profile is @RobMoreProgressive. So go to TikTok on your app and find my username @RobMoreProgressive. Go and find that right now. Give me a cheeky follow because you'll be able to model what I'm doing on TikTok. There's a reason I want you to do this for your benefit. Now, I'm just going to scroll through some of the videos and show you something that's really interesting. Okay. So number one is 58 views, then 184 views, then 61 views, then 290 views, then 18,000 views, then 244, 417, 516, 4381, then 427,000 views, then 45,000 views, then 205,000 views, then 42,000 views, 27, you see 200. So you see there's some really, really big downloads there, but not necessarily like clockwork. But look at the top. I've only got 10,500 followers and I've only been using TikTok since the start of the year. So you can see you don't need a massive amount of followers. I think maybe 5 or 10 years ago on social media, the amount of followers that you had was really important. It's actually now not. So on YouTube, it really isn't relevant how many followers you have. It's relevant if you come up in related searches, you know, if you have featured videos. On TikTok, look, I've got 429,500 likes. That's one of their measurements, not mine. I've only been on TikTok 6 months and I've got tens of millions of views. So you don't need masses of followers and you don't need to have been doing it very long. So any of you watching, I haven't been doing it long. I haven't got masses of followers. It doesn't really matter. What matters is regular content. Actually, write this down. Regular content posting. Write it down. What also matters is consistency. What matters is learning from your analytics. That matters. Testing new styles. Learning from influencers. These things matter. Followers and time doing it, they really don't matter anymore. So that's actually really good news for you. I'll be honest, kind of pisses me off a bit because I've been doing 7 years and all of a sudden they've completely flattened the playing field. And so you've got as much of a chance as me of going viral. Actually, it doesn't piss me off because, you know, you're here learning from me. So I obviously want to help you. But you were seeing people going viral now every day who are unknown quantities and entities. Right. So Influencer 3.0 is where Influencer 1.0 was the traditional celebrity. Influencer 2.0 was the Instagrammer, the traveler, the beautiful photos, the posing, the amazing sunsets and seascapes. Influencer 3.0 is the creator. And the creator economy is now a $1 billion industry. And to define the creator economy, and you want to write this down, social media platforms compete for creators and creators earn upfront for content through the competing social media channels. It was not like that before. You had to put dozens of pieces of content out a day. Gary Vaynerchuk shouting in your face. You got to put 28 pieces of content a day for 10 years to be an overnight success. And maybe then you learn some money. And that was what Gary Vaynerchuk was shouting and screaming about. It's a completely different game now. I'm going to teach you about leverage, about content repurposing. It's all coming in the creator economy, which I think is Influencer 3.0. It's very important to embrace new platforms and to test new platforms quickly. Because as soon as TikTok comes out and goes viral, Instagram set up reels, and then that's viral. And then as soon as that happens, Clubhouse comes out. And then as soon as that happens, Green Room comes out. And as soon as that happens, Facebook and LinkedIn, they're creating their audio-based apps. So you need to be dynamic and agile. And I used to be like, oh, man, I don't want another social media channel. Now, like, I'm like, bring on more social media channels. But you just have to work out how to do it quickly without spending dozens of hours on it. And I've got some hacks for you. Right. The next thing is you are not a one trick social media pony anymore. You must remember that it is no longer enough. I'm just going to do Facebook. I'm just going to write a book. I'm a one-trick pony. I'm going to focus on one thing. Follow one course until successful. That's what focus is. It doesn't work anymore. Every single one of my guest experts that I'm going to bring to you over the next 2 days, they are all on every channel, even though they'll focus on teaching you Twitter or TikTok or Instagram or Clubhouse or podcasts. They are all on all channels now. They are omnipresent. Now, the best way, you want to write this down, the single best way to be omnipresent on all channels, but only have to do 30 minutes of content a day, maybe 45, 60 minutes, is through content repurposing. I've gone from hundreds of thousands of downloads a month to millions of downloads and views a week through this one change, which I started 6 or 7 months ago. It's completely changed the game.